Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 723 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Y'all, we have been, as Stephen A. Smith said, bamboozled, hoodwinked, run amok, and flat out deceived. What in the world is going on, y'all, with this Kirk Cousins situation? I mean, we've been straight up lied to. Boldface lied to the face. So, you all have heard it, and we'll play you. I'm sure by now you probably have heard it. I don't know. Maybe my early risers went to bed before they had a chance to hear it. But I'm sure you probably have heard about it. Kirk Cousins went on Good Morning Football yesterday, and he was talking about how the season went for him and how it didn't go the way he wanted to. And if you remember, Kirk ran his mouth a little bit too much during his introductory press conference, and that got the Falcons fined. And that's why we don't have a fifth-round draft pick this year, because we were, even though I still think it's baloney, I still think it's bogus, we were accused and, I don't know what the right word, I guess, found guilty of tampering. I'll put it that way. Well, remember when Terry Fontenot, Kirk Cousins, and everybody got asked if Kirk Cousins was healthy, and they told us, yeah? Well, Kirk Cousins was on Good Morning Football, and he talked about whether or not he was healthy. And guess what? His answer was different.
You know, I think the Achilles healed well. I think there was a little bit of just trying to get my right ankle back around the Achilles. But the Achilles itself healed really well. And even then, you know, we were 6-3, was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect in this league. We're never feeling 100%. It didn't really affect me too much, but then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. And from there, kind of dealing with that, it was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it.
Just could never really get it to where I wanted it. You could just never get it to where you really wanted it? Well, Kirk, if you couldn't get it to where you wanted it, that means you were hurt, buddy. That means you, even if you could play through it, if you can't get it where you want it, you probably shouldn't have been playing. And now we know you shouldn't have been playing because you didn't play well. Because after that Saints game, guess what? You threw one touchdown and nine interceptions, pal. So, yeah, it wasn't where you wanted it. It wasn't where any of us wanted it. So why were you still out there? And why were you taken off the injury report if that was bothering you all season? Because you just told Good Morning Football you never got it back to where you wanted it. So why did we not know, why did the world not know that you were dealing with a shoulder and elbow injury throughout the rest of the season after that Week 10 New Orleans game? Last time I checked, I don't think this year has changed, or I don't think football has changed in the last day or so, because last time I checked, there was 18 weeks in a football season. And you got hurt Week 10. You just told us that it wasn't where you wanted it to be. And look, I understand. Guys play through injuries. Guys play hurt. But you are a quarterback. You play the most important position on a football field. And look, I would even understand if you tried to play through it the next game and then you were like, man, you know what? I just can't play with this. I tried my best, but I just can't. I can't do it. I can't be the quarterback that I know I can be, and I'm not the quarterback I know I'm supposed to be for this team. I am not helping my team right now. I'm hurting my team. I'm going to take myself out. No. We didn't get that. We didn't even know you were hurt. We didn't even get it on the injury report. And this is where I will kind of draw my line in the sand and more so pick a side, because the Falcons did put him on the injury report after that New Orleans game. Remember, he showed up that Wednesday with a shoulder injury. I think it was either shoulder and elbow, or just shoulder, something like that. The main point is he showed up on the injury report. The Falcons put him on the injury report. Then he was taken off the injury report because he said it was a clerical error. Kirk Cousins said that. Not the Falcons, Kirk Cousins. He had them take it off. Kirk Cousins had the Falcons take him off the injury report. Well, sounds like you should have been on the injury report to me for the rest of the season, Kirk, if it was never, you never got it to where you wanted it. That sounds like you need to at least be on the injury report. Again, even if you can play, we need to at least know something's going on with you. That way, when you throw one touchdown and nine interceptions, we know why the hell why. Because during the season and during that four-game losing streak, however long it was, we were looking like, dang, did Kirk just fall off a cliff, man? He was playing so well. What happened? He didn't just forget how to play football. He just didn't forget how to be a good quarterback. He was just a good quarterback a couple of games ago. He just balled out against the Bucs. What's up? Well, we know what's up now. He was hurt. And to me, this is disappointing, mainly because as a Falcons fan, and I'm sure you feel this way too, I feel cheated. I feel lied to because we were lied to. I feel deceived. And I feel like it's just hard to trust, one, Kirk Cousins. I don't even really want to put this so much on the organization, because the organization did what the Falcons did, what they were supposed to do. And I'm not saying Kirk Cousins, because I don't know. I'm not in that room. But what it looks like to me, what it looks like, I'm not saying this is what happened, because like I just said, I'm not in that room. I don't know the exact details. The truth lies somewhere in the middle of all this. But what it looks like to me and what it feels like to me is Kirk Cousins started withholding information from the Falcons. It feels like to me he wasn't being completely honest with the Falcons about where he was at with his health, where he was at with his shoulder and elbow. That's what it feels like to me. Again, I could be wrong. I'm not sitting here telling you that I know every single detail and I know every single conversation that happened up at Flowery Branch or in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on game day. I don't know. But after hearing what Kirk said, hearing Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris talk about it after the season, him showing up on the injury report, then being taken off, at some point, the Falcons were aware of his injury, right? Because that's why he would show up on the injury report in the first place. The Falcons were aware that something about his shoulder elbow was bothering him. Then he was taken off. So it seems like maybe Kirk was like, you know what? I'm good. All right, Kirk Cousins did say, like I said, it was a clerical error. So he must have went to Terry, Raheem, who, well, maybe not Terry. He's not really involved that much in probably those conversations, a little bit. But anywho, went to Raheem, whoever, training staff, and said, it's not that serious. I'm good. So then he keeps on playing. And I don't know if Raheem ever approached him. I'm sure he probably did. But again, I don't know for sure. Maybe approached him and is like, Kirk, are you okay? Because, again, Kirk knew how bad he was playing. Raheem knew how bad he was playing. And they tried to let him work through it. And they probably let him try to work through it because Raheem goes to Kirk and is like, Kirk, you good, man? Are you sure you're okay? You sure that shoulder and elbow is all right? And Kirk's probably like, yeah. I'm good. I'm all right, coach. I got this. I can play through it. I'm a little, you know, maybe I'm a little sore. Maybe he said he was a little sore, whatever. But at the end of the day, he stayed in there. So he had to be telling them he was good. I'm guessing, right? Because Raheem knows he's got Michael Penix as a backup, and he should be a fairly good backup. We saw how good he played. Raheem saw that. Raheem Morris knew Michael Penix was capable of being this team's starting quarterback before we knew. He saw practice every day. He knew what Michael Penix could do. Kirk Cousins knew what Michael Penix could do. So I'm just going to be flat out honest and ask this question. Did Kirk Cousins stay in there because he was afraid he was going to get his job snatched by Michael Penix? Was he afraid that if he went out to give his shoulder and elbow the proper time to heal, he wasn't going to get his job back? Is that why he did it? I'm not saying it is. I'm asking the question. Because if that's why he did it, that is one of the most selfish things ever. One of the most selfish moves ever. If you purposely withheld information from the team, and again, I don't know that he did this. All I'm saying is, if Kirk Cousins purposely withheld information from the Atlanta Falcons so they would not take him out and make him get healthy just so he could stay in the game and Michael Penix couldn't come in so Kirk Cousins wouldn't lose his job because we know how bad he wanted to be a starting quarterback and we know how bad he wanted another opportunity after leaving Minnesota. The reason he left Minnesota in the first place, remember, is because he didn't like the fact that they were going to draft a quarterback. Then we draft a quarterback. And honestly, he was probably looking over his shoulder ever since. And after compiling all this information, what it seems like to me is he thought, oh man, this kid, Michael Penix Jr., is pretty good. If I let my shoulder and elbow heal the way it's supposed to, I might not get back in this guy. I got to stay out there. Again, I don't know if that's what happened, but that's what it looks like, and it's not a good look. What are your thoughts? 404-726-0929. I'm very disappointed this morning. Very disappointed this morning. Disappointed in Kirk Cousins. I don't really know if I should feel disappointed in the Falcons. I'm really not disappointed in the Falcons, I'll be honest. Seems like they did everything they were supposed to. I'm not sure Kirk did. And maybe the Falcons do carry some blame. You let me know. 404-726-0929. With Raheem Morris, maybe knowing Kirk was a little banged up, should he have taken him out earlier? We can talk about it all next. 404-726-0929. What do you make of this Kirk Cousins debacle? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you to everybody that is tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work or already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in and tapped in, that are on their way to the gym or already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. We're about to get to your phone calls. 404-726-0929 is the number. You already know what we're talking about. What do you make of this whole Kirk Cousins debacle? Like I said at the top of the show, I feel like Stephen A. Smith. We have been lied to, deceived, run amok, bamboozled, hoodwinked, and straight up led astray. It is just ridiculous. I feel very disappointed, very deceived this morning. Like, it's just, man, I can't believe it. Can't believe it. And as far as Kirk Cousins go, man, somebody got to tell him, whether it's agent or somebody close to him, somebody got to tell him, hey, Kirk, you know you talk too much, right, dog? You know when you get in these interviews, just give them coach speak, man. You're giving them too much. You already cost the Falcons a draft pick because you spilled too many beans. I don't think this will end up costing the Falcons anything because he was put on the injury report. It was well documented that I think Kirk Cousins had the Falcons take him off the injury report due to what he called clerical error. So I think the Falcons will be okay as far as how the NFL is going to be looking at this. But it's just like, oh, if you were hurt like that, why did you come out the game? Because obviously your play was suffering. Obviously you were not getting the job done. Like, after the Chargers game, you didn't think you needed to come out. After the Broncos game, you didn't think you needed to come out the game. Like, just very, very frustrated. But we're about to get to your phone calls, 404-726-0929. Do me a favor, though, before we get to that. Download the free Odyssey app for me on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Why? Because you can listen to my show anywhere you are in the world. And you can listen at any time as well. Guess what? You don't have to listen at 5 a.m. if you're not usually an early riser. You can listen at 5 p.m. on your way home from work. You can listen at 7 a.m. when you're getting ready for work. You can listen at 10 a.m. once you get settled at work. You can listen at any time with the free Odyssey app. You can listen to my show and all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can do all that with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's go ahead and get out to the phone lines, and I really want to know what y'all make of this whole Kirk Cousins debacle. Let's go ahead and start with my guy Chief out there in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? I tell you what, Chief, I've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, huckle buckle, led astray. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't heard nothing so bootleg or seen something so bootleg since I bought them fake joints off of Old National Flea Market. Let me tell you, man. This guy was scared he was going to lose his job, straight up. He was scared he was going to lose his job. He's walking around there hurt on the field. Hell, Stevie Wonder could see that the guy was hurt. It makes no sense. So what are our coaches and out and the training staff is doing when they're watching this? Because everybody else can see he was hurt.
Yeah.
I'm just irritated, very, very deceived, and like you said, irritated. Yeah, you know, I'm out, but that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Chief. Appreciate the phone call. Great stuff as always, brother. I'm right on board with Chief, man. Right in lockstep with Chief. Because this sucks because if you knew you were hurt, come out of the game. Like, were you that scared that Michael Penix was going to take your job? That's what it's looking like, Kirk. That's what it's looking like. Or were you just being petty? Like, I don't want to put that on him, but the look, it's not a good look. We have to ask these questions because that's what it's given right now, Kirk. It's given that you were scared you wouldn't get your job took. And look, I respect Kirk for going out there and playing hurt. If he was genuinely just trying to play through an injury and he thought he could genuinely play through it and play well through it, I respect that. What I don't respect is if you were out there solely because you were scared if you went to the bench, you were never going to get off the bench because Michael Penix was going to take your job. That's what I don't respect. That's selfish. That's selfish. And in the ultimate team sport, at the most important position, you can't afford to be a selfish quarterback. Because he single-handedly lost us that Chargers game. And you mean to tell me he was hurt and he stayed in the game when he knew he shouldn't have been playing? That's so selfish if that's the case. So selfish. And now he's got the organization looking crazy. He's got the Falcons looking a little crazy because, to Chief's point, we knew the play had fallen off. Everybody knew the play had fallen off. But if Kirk Cousins is telling Raheem Morris and the training staff and whoever, no, I'm good. I'm going to be okay. I'm good. I can play through it, coach. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to fix it. And they give him opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to fix it until they just are over it by the Raiders game. Yes, that's not a great look for the Falcons, but again, that's even worse on Kirk Cousins because be truthful about where your body is at. Nobody knows your body like you do. So if you're telling the training staff and if you're telling Raheem Morris and if you're telling other members of the Falcons organization that you're good and you can play through whatever you're going through with your shoulder and your elbow, that's selfish. When you know you're not supposed to be out there. If you're telling them you're good, when you know you shouldn't be playing and you know you can't make the throws that you need to make and the decisions you're making out there on the football field are compromised because of how your shoulder and elbow feel, that's selfish. And you can't afford to do that. And this was a team that was 6-3, supposed to win the NFC South and go to the playoffs. This fan base was excited. This fan base had hopes. This fan base thought for the first time in 7 years, this team could do something. And we're completely upset because we feel like Kirk Cousins took that away from us. We feel like Kirk Cousins took that opportunity to go to the playoffs and become relevant again and have maybe a home playoff game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the first time ever since the dang thing was built. To have a home playoff game. And it feels like Kirk Cousins took that away from us. That's why we're upset. That's why we're mad. That's why we're seething this morning. That's why we were seething yesterday. Because it feels like Kirk Cousins, instead of doing the right thing, being a good teammate, taking himself out of the game when he knew he couldn't make those throws, when he knew, again, his decisions were compromised by his elbow and his shoulder, when he knew his play wasn't as up to par as it should be, instead of taking himself out, he left himself in maybe because he was scared of getting his job taken. And again, I don't know that for sure, but that's what it feels like. And that's why we're upset. Period. 404-726-0750. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's stick with the phone lines. Let's head out to the sports professor, my guy in the building. What's going on?
Yeah, boy. You know I'm going to get on you.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey. Now, I'm wondering. I'm first wondering what our guy, the sports professor, is there a formula you can calculate and cook up to figure out this whole thing, man?
I told you. I went back and looked at my formulas and my lab book for 2024. I told you. And Squid Billy, I know you out there listening, Squid Billy. I know you listening. I told y'all after that Denver game, right before the bye week, I told y'all that Kirk Cousins was hurt. Nobody believed me. He was throwing too many floaters. He was hurt. Mm-hmm. And I told you at the same time, Kool got hurt the same game as the Saints game. Yeah. Nobody believe me. Y'all saw me out there. Nobody believe me. I told y'all, Kirk Cousins was hurt. Now, I'm talking to Terry Fontenot. You can make it up to the whole Falcon base. Go out there and get Myles Garrett. Give up that first-round pick here. Give up the first-round pick next year. Myles Garrett will have your whole defense playing much better because we never had a pass rusher. Go out there, get Myles Garrett. He gonna make everything feel much better.
That's true.
The only way to ease it. Call the fan base. Get Myles Garrett because he gonna make your secondary, your linebacker, everybody that much better. But back to Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. I told y'all.
Sports perfector knew it.
I got so many calls yesterday, man. I couldn't believe it. Everybody said, I had at least about 29 calls and said, man, you've been right the whole time. I tried to tell y'all, the dude got hurt that Saints game. Nobody believed me. Cause I said during the bye week, they need to change quarterbacks, pull back a Penix in, and everybody looked at me stupid. Squid Billy got on me. I know you hear me, Squid Billy. I know you listening. But anyway, man, y'all have a nice day, man. Let's go, Falcons.
Yes, sir.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Come on, Kirko. Kirko means get out.
Hey, that's right. Skip, a.k.a. the sports professor, Kirko need to go ahead and get gone. So, man, again, it's just – I just really can't believe this is happening. I mean, this is just like – really? Really, Kirk? This is what we doing, man? This is what we doing? And, again, I hope he was just – talking too much. I don't want to put out there that, you know, he's doing this to be petty or anything like that, but it's just not a good look, man. It's just not a good look at all. Smitty in the truck, I'm going to get you on the other side when we come back from break. We're up against it, but Smitty in the truck, stay on the line and we will get you and we will close out this conversation on the other side. And if you have any closing thoughts, you can go ahead and call up. We'll take your calls on the other side too. 404-726-0929. If you want to get a thought, give a thought on what has transpired over the last, I guess, what, less than 24 hours or 12 hours, something like that. What do you make of this whole Kirk Cousins situation, man? I'm mad. And yes, Skip is absolutely right. It would make me feel a lot better, and I'm sure all Falcons fans feel a lot better, if Terry Fontenot went and got Myles Garrett. Go ahead and get Kirk off the team and get me Myles Garrett. Point blank, period. That'll make me feel better. What'll make you feel better? How do you feel about this whole Kirk Cousins situation? Talking about it more next, right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you to everybody that has tuned in this morning that may be on their way to work or already at work, maybe on their way to gym or to the gym, already at the gym, I should say. I appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well all day. Just like you can predict, we have been talking about this Kirk Cousins situation going on Good Morning Football, saying that he was indeed injured. And the injury to his elbow and shoulder indeed did affect his play. And that he never really got his shoulder and elbow where he wanted it to be throughout the season after he injured it week 10 against New Orleans. And so I've been saying all morning, I feel hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, and flat out deceived, in the words of my brother Stephen A. Smith. Because, again, I don't know every single detail. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know every single detail. I don't know every single conversation that went down between Kirk Cousins and the trainers, Kirk Cousins and Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins and Terry Fontenot. I don't know. All I can go off is how this looks, what information we do have, and how I feel. How I feel is Kirk Cousins was on the injury report after that Week 10 loss to the New Orleans Saints with shoulder. He was on the injury report. He said it was a clerical error and got taken off the injury report. That tells me he went to the Falcons and said, no, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm going to play. He was practicing, and he was obviously playing. So he made that decision to go to the Falcons and have himself taken off the injury report. That's what it seems like to me. Maybe I'm tripping, but that's what it seems like to me, okay? He chose, Kirk Cousins, chose to, at least from what I can see, and at least from how it looks on my end, he chose to stay in those games where he struggled against the Broncos, single-handedly lost the Falcons that game against the Chargers. Couldn't do anything against the Raiders. You can tell the Falcons' game plan for Kirk Cousins is just not to screw it up against the Raiders. Raheem Morris knew what he had in Michael Penix Jr. before we knew what the Falcons had in Michael Penix Jr. He knew how good he was. Kirk Cousins knew how good he was and is. So it's hard for me to believe that Raheem Morris was keeping him in there because he felt like a injured, hobbled, not a good shoulder, not a good elbow. Kirk Cousins gave the Falcons the best chance to win with a healthy Michael Penix waiting in the wings. It's hard for me to believe that. It's hard for me to believe Raheem Morris would have made that decision and said, nah, Kirk, even though your elbow and your shoulder aren't that great, you stay in there because you still give us the best chance to win. It's hard for me to believe that. It is. So, with that being said, seems like Kirk was telling, again, trainers, Raheem, because he already got taken off the injury report. So now it seems like to me, he was telling Raheem, no, I'm good. I'm good. I can play through this. I'm going to get through this and I'll be okay and I'm going to play better. Okay. Well, guess what? It never happened. And he ended up getting benched anyway. So to me, it was a selfish decision because that 4-game losing streak that we went on possibly could have been avoided. And look, I don't know what's going to happen if Michael Penix gets in there at that point in time. But he looked darn good in the games he did play. And it's hard for me to not believe that he wouldn't have looked that good if against those other teams. So he played pretty good against the Washington Commanders, who last time I checked made it to the NFC Championship game this season. He played pretty good against them. I think he probably would have played pretty good against the Broncos. Probably would have played well enough to help us beat the Chargers and get us that one extra win that we needed to make the playoffs. But no. It's looking like Kirk Cousins wanted to be selfish. Again, I don't know the whole story, So I'm not trying to put any labels on Kirk Cousins, but to me it looks selfish. I can't help but keep saying that. This looks like a selfish move by Kirk Cousins. Seems like he didn't want to come out because he didn't want to have the fear. That has happened in the NFL, unfortunately. We saw it with Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick. Alex Smith went down with injury. Wasn't anything he could help. When he got healthy, he didn't have a job anymore. So I understand. But that's, again, selfish. Because now it's seeming like Kirk Cousins deprived this city, who hasn't had a NFL team that has gone to the playoffs in the last 7 years. Mercedes-Benz Stadium hasn't hosted NFL playoff game for the Atlanta Falcons ever. Ever in its entire existence. We had a chance to do that. We were in line to do that. And it feels like Kirk Cousins took that away from us. And that's very, very upsetting. Again, don't know the full story, but to me, that's what it seems like. 404-726-0929 is the number. If you want to get in, we still got a few minutes left to talk about this, if you so choose. Let's head out to Smitty in the truck. He's been waiting. Smitty in the truck, appreciate you holding tight for me, brother. How you doing this morning, man? Oh, there you go. What'd you say, Smitty in the truck? We didn't have you for a second.
Hey,
we got
man,
you
good
now.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Hey, man, good morning. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm doing
hey,
I'm a little mad, but, you know, I'm all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, it was a very selfish act. Now, I'm going to go both ways with this. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, as a teammate, I would have a problem ever playing with him again because
yeah.
we practiced too hard during the offseason, you know, prepared our bodies in. You did this to me.
Absolutely.
So I would have a problem playing with him again. Now, with that being said, Kirk could have came out with this to let other teams know that he's going to be good for next year. Now,
oh, that was definitely his plan, for sure.
Right. Now, Arthur Blake can be petty as you know what and say, you know what, I have control of you for 3 more years. I'm going to sit you on the bench and just get your money. You won't be playing for 3 years. Except for another team. Now, he can do that, and Kirk can't do nothing. Now, with that also being said, management, coaches had to see that something was wrong with him.
Yeah.
And you should have snatched him out the game. Just to sit him for a game and say, Kirk, we're going to sit you for a game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm going to blame it on both parties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because as a coaching staff, you should have still sat him down. It does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You should have sat him down.
For sure.
But he definitely came out, you know, so that another team can be like, okay, well, he's going to be good to go. No, buddy, it ain't going to work that easy. You ain't going to fly up out of here with that 100 mil. Like, look, you ain't going to fly up out of here with that 100 mil like that, buddy. No, we ain't doing that. Look here. They don't call us a dirty for no reason.
That's right.
I've been on the bench for 3 years.
Oh, man.
That's all I got to say, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, Smitty. Keep on grinding out there in the truck, man. I appreciate you, man. And Smitty's absolutely right. He makes a good point. And I definitely agree with Smitty on both points that he made. That, one, Kirk Cousins definitely did what he did yesterday to let the other 31 NFL teams know. Say, hey, guys, hey, I'm available. And guess what? I know I said I was healthy, and I know Raheem and Terry said I was healthy, but I really wasn't healthy, actually. I was just trying to keep playing, but I really wasn't healthy. My shoulder and my elbow, they was a little hurt. So, but I'm good. I'm getting healthy now. So you can sign me, and I'll play better. Like you'll get that 6-3 Kirk out of me. Not the Kirk after that, because I was hurt after that. You get the 6-3 Kirk though. The 6-3 Kirk is the real me. That's the real me. That's what Kirk was doing yesterday. He was letting everybody know that 6-3 Kirk, that's me. That's actually me. That other Kirk that you saw, that one touchdown, not an interception Kirk, that was me hurt. You know, it was shoulder, elbow. You know, it never really got right. I ain't let them know that for real because I was trying to keep playing. And I was maybe scared Michael Penix was going to take my job. But that wasn't the real me. You know, the 6-3 Kirk is me. One touchdown, not an interception Kirk, that's not me. That's hurt Kirk. I'm not hurt Kirk anymore, though. I'm getting healthy. So he definitely did that to cover his own butt. So I definitely agree with Smitty on that one. And then he does make a good point, too, because, again, Kirk did show up on the injury report. So Raheem Morris and the team had an inkling that something was going on with Kirk Cousins. Having that information, they could have sniffed something out and be like, ooh, that don't look like the Kirk Cousins we saw against Tampa Bay. That don't look like the Kirk Cousins we saw in the last minute against the Eagles. Something might be wrong here. We might need to sit him down. We might need to stop Kirk Cousins from himself. We might need to save Kirk Cousins from himself. And they could have pulled him out. So in that regard, you definitely can hand some blame over to the Falcons for that aspect of it. I do not debate that at all. And I agree with Smitty on that front as well. All right, a few more minutes here. Let's get one more call on this. Let's head out to my guy, Keaton. Keaton, what's going on, man?
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, man. Is this not the most Falcons thing?
It is. It is, bro.
I mean, come on, bro. Honestly, I'm feeling extra petty over it. I'd actually tweeted John last night that we need to just keep him on the bench, but make him a third string. Just add insult to injury on him.
Let him be the emergency QB every week.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, fine. You want to extend your pro career? Nah. You can ride out the bench, brother. I don't know, man. I'm tired of the bull crap. I just want to win some games, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm with you, brother. It definitely, yeah, I appreciate you, Keaton, man. Great phone call as always, man. Good to talk to you. Again, the reason I really am disappointed with everything that has happened, again, it just feels like Falcons fans, myself included, we just got cheated out of an opportunity, it feels like. We got deceived out of an opportunity. We were 6-3 over the moon, feeling good about what this Falcons team could do. Felt like this Falcons team might not only win the division, but win a playoff game or two. We felt that good about this Falcons team. Y'all remember? And then Kirk Cousins fell off. I'm like, man, how does Kirk Cousins just fall off the face of the earth? How does he just take a nosedive like that? And now we know. Even though we were told he was healthy and I'm not saying that the Falcons didn't believe they were healthy, and maybe Kirk Cousins was telling them he was healthy. Healthy enough to play, but not healthy enough to play well, obviously. So he's just unfortunate, man. It's a really unfortunate situation, and I do wonder moving forward how the Falcons are going to approach this because, you know, I know we were joking and being tongue-in-cheek, but the Falcons are not going to keep him on this roster, especially after this. I wonder how soon they're going to get Kirk Cousins off this roster now that this has transpired and this has happened. I wonder if this expedites the process of Kirk Cousins being on another team. And I think maybe that's what Kirk wanted. So we'll see if he gets what he wants, if that's indeed what he wants, because we know he wants to extend his pro career. And he basically told all the teams yesterday, I'm healthy or I'm getting healthy and I'm ready to go. 6-3, Kirk was me. 1 touchdown, 9 interception. Kirk wasn't me. It was the hurt me. Don't believe that, Kirk. Believe what I'm saying now. So we'll see what he gets and we'll see what happens with the whole thing. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning real quick. Hawks, Spurs tonight. Hawks looking for 2 in a row. They're back at home taking on Wemby and the Spurs. 7 p.m. ESPN game. But you already know you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pregame is 6:30, tip shortly after 7. And Atlanta United officially announced Emmanuel Latte-Lath is in the building. That attack going to be something serious. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Until then, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson coming up next on a Wednesday edition of The Morning Shift. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, 5 a.m. sharp on a Thursday. Until then, peace.